This is a wave revocation hearing for Fred L. Campbell. Mr. Campbell has five allegations listed on his name. Those allegations reads as follows. Allegation number one states that he's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12B as demonstrated by his failure to refrain from possession or consuming any alcohol beverages on or about April 27, 2018. Allegation number two states that he's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 13H as demonstrated by his failure to refrain from viewing, purchasing, possessing any pornography, sexual stimulating material products, or entering into any adult establishment of any kind on or about April 27, 2018. Allegation number three states that he's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number five as demonstrated by his failure to report contact with a law enforcement agency to his assigned parole officer on or about July 15, 2018 within one working day. Allegation number four states that he's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 13F as demonstrated by his act of accessing any internet websites directly or indirectly, any internet website whatsoever, including but not limited to any social networking website and chat room, in order to in whole or in part view or generate content or material that may be with regards to depictions of both minors and adults, may could any reasonable be anticipated to could reasonably result is and is or appears to be intended to cause or encourage sexual excitement or arousal or hostile behaviors, or that depicts sexual suggestive setting, poses, or attire, that failure to refrain from accessing any chat room, social networking websites, or websites that cater to sex offenders or sex offenders behavior on or about July 17, 2018. His final allegation states that he's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 13L, as demonstrated by his failure to refrain from being along with or have any form of contact with anyone under the age of 18 without a parent or guardian present and without prior authorization from his supervising officer on or about May 31st, 2018. I read you the information contained in warrant number 2018-W2097, and based on the information contained in that warrant, I move to find that Mr. Campbell violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent and had, or was probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company, and I further move to revoke his community supervision on those bases.
Second.
Agree.